you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
Fellowship's sweeter,
knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's clear.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
You're welcome in this house. This house is the Lord. Feel the excitement. There's something in store. Where two or more gather and raise up his name.
He's promised to
from Psalm 59, verses 16 and 17. But I will sing of your strength in the morning. I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. O my strength, I sing praise to you. You, O God, are my fortress, my loving God. O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, June 27th, 2022. Lots of updates, items to share, news to give out. And let me get you caught up on some of the happenings. And I also have a few songs to share with you. One being Fernando Ortega, Give Me Jesus, with the Rexburg Children's Choir. And Wayne Shepherd, formerly with the Moody Broadcasting Network, posted this some months back, and I've been waiting and wanting to share it with y'all. And so I'll play that arrangement in just a few minutes, especially because I know Marilyn Grubb will enjoy it. And then I'll close out our time with readings from the book Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early, as is generally our custom on Monday to read from this book. Marianne is still into her second week, I think now over COVID, but still not feeling well and may return tomorrow or Wednesday. So we'll see. But it's the second time she's had COVID. And to keep from spreading it and to heal up, she'll be out again today and maybe tomorrow. But no Singing Men practice. We're taking the summer off, which actually means just about a month off. We'll come back on Monday night, July 25th, because on Saturday, August 20th, I know it's about 6 weeks away, but the Singing Men of GNN have been asked by the mayor of Leroy to sing in their 100th, I think, town celebration or anniversary. So the Singing Men of GNN will be singing in Leroy Saturday, August 20th. And I share that to hopefully encourage many of you to come out, but also as we start up the Singing Men again after the summer break on July 25th, there may be some of you men that'll want to be a part of our men's choir. We meet from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Great News Media Center at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. And if you like to sing and declare the wonders of God, put it on your calendar to start up with our rehearsals on July 25th. It's a Monday night, 7 p.m. But no Singing Men tonight, guys, and we'll take a break until July 25th. Well, on Saturday during Tolono Fun Days, we had a wonderful concert. We fitted in between the rain showers. The guys did great. The crowd was wonderful. In fact, they were spread out all over this whole park and ball field area. But Diane Ducey and the team that put on the Tolono Fun Days did a great job. There were all sorts of festivities on Friday and Saturday, and we closed out the program on Saturday night singing from about 8 to almost 9 o'clock, and then we closed out with the national anthem, and then the fireworks started within seconds. So it was a great time for the guys, and I believe the audience thoroughly enjoyed our concert. It was a mix between a number of gospel arrangements arrangements. It's all right now. I saw the light. To God be the glory till Jesus comes. Rise up, O men of God. Days of Elijah, touched by the hand of the Lord. And then we had five patriotic arrangements. God Bless America, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, which I'll play in a few minutes. A Few Good Men, Salute to America, and then, as mentioned, closed out with the national anthem, and then there were fireworks. It was great seeing some friends there, including you, Marilyn. Marilyn Grubb, who's been a longtime Tolono resident, I think over 65 years. And we're going to play a Fernando song for her in just a minute. That's one of her favorites. But we appreciate all that came out to Tolono Fun Days. And the weather cooperated just enough so there was a light breeze, clear skies. As mentioned, we sang at 8 o'clock. By the time we finished and the fireworks were over, the showers returned. So thank you, God, for that weather and the timing. Also, thank you, God, for helping us get our two Bloomington stations back on the air, 90.3 FM and 104.7 FM. One of our transmitter sites, the air conditioning went out, and I think that heated up our transmitter and equipment, knocking us off the air for a few days. But after replacing and switching out a few things, I zipped into Bloomington, got a big old air conditioner, got a friend in Bloomington, Leon Cabe, to meet me at the tower site to lift this big air conditioning unit up into the wall, and it seemed like that really helped. So thank you, God, for friends and assistance and the expertise to keep all of our 19 frequencies going. I was telling a friend the other day, it seems like with that many different sites and locations and equipment and components, there's always going to be something going on because of lightning strikes, power outages, equipment failures, a myriad of things that can go wrong that on average, something faults, breaks down, needs repair, becomes obsolete. And I hope in the next month or two to send out a newsletter highlighting a number of the projects we're working on, power increases that the government has approved, but we need new transmitters or new antenna configurations, additional equipment. And so I would just ask that you continue to pray up this radio ministry if you're being blessed by our broadcast and catch the vision of us equipping the saints and also reaching the lost. As there's a lot more people we can reach with these power increases or an improved signal with upgrading some of our transmitters or finding a better tower site. And I've really been praying that maybe there's some of you that'll feel led of God to consider a major legacy gift, a gift to help us into the future to seize these opportunities when God's on the move to allow us to upgrade because we have the resources or the capacity to do it. And so I hope to have that in a newsletter in a month or two, thinking through all the ways we can improve or expand and lift high the name of Jesus in better and more effective ways. Well, as mentioned, I've been looking forward to playing this song, and it's one of my favorites by Fernando Ortega, titled Give Me Jesus. But this is him and the Rexburg Children's Choir. And what a great arrangement to start off a morning, a new week, literally any day, asking to have more of Jesus.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus. And when I am alone, oh, and when I am alone, and when I am alone, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. And when I come to die, oh, and when I come to die, and when I come to die, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus.
Just love that arrangement. That was Fernando Ortega and the Rexburg Children's Choir. I actually got it off the internet as I saw it posted on a friend's Facebook page, got it, captured it, and have shared it with you. I hope you were blessed, and I hope, Marilyn, that really encouraged your day. I saw Marilyn Grubb at Tolono Fun Days on Saturday, and she's been a faithful monthly supporter for, oh boy, almost as long as we've been on the air, maybe all 27 years of WGNN. So appreciate that song. And as mentioned, the Singing Men did a wonderful job on Saturday night. And because I opened up the program with those two verses out of Psalm 59, 16 and 17, but I will sing of your strength in the morning. We just did that with Fernando and the children's choir. I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. Oh, my strength, I will sing praise to you. You, O God, are my fortress, my loving God. And so here's the Singing Men of GNN, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, which we sang Saturday night, and you'll certainly hear during our 4th of July weekend programming, and quite possibly on August 20th when we sing in Leroy during their big citywide celebration. But here's the Singing Men of GNN, the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
My eyes have seen.
That was the Singing Men of GNN, along with the Varsity Men's Glee Club, sung at the Craner Center of the Performing Arts on the U of I campus. That was shortly after 9/11, when our country was still in a flux over those suicide bombers and the reality that we had been attacked. And those lyrics are a powerful reminder of the fact that the Lord's going to return. He is sovereign, He is good, He is in control, and we can see and experience His glory each and every day. His truth will continue to march on. Well, another important and impressive truth is the fact that we can have a prayerful relationship with God. We can talk to Him. We can intercede on behalf of others. We can build that relationship through conversation, through meditation, through verbally expressing our hearts to Him. And so on Mondays, I love doing the readings, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. It looks like I just have a little time. This section in chapter 3 that I'll read about prayer is titled, A Guide for Praying for Prodigal Loved Ones. One of the greatest stories ever told is the narrative Jesus gave of the prodigal son. It is the tale of a young man who asked for his inheritance prematurely, then ran off and wasted it in wild living. Finally, he came to his senses and went home to his father's house. I love the statement Jesus made revealing the awesome love of the father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. Luke 15, verse 20. Prodigals do come home in response to prayer. Maybe you have loved ones who have wandered far from home. Luke 15 gives us a good guide for praying for them. And this is the breakdown for Luke chapter 15. Lord, please. Verse 14, bring them to a place of famine and need. Verses 16 and 17, create within them holy hunger and homesickness. Verse 17, cause them to come to their senses. Verse 18, draw them home. Verses 18 through 21, give them the gift of repentance. And verse 20, give us welcoming grace. Well, listening friends, that's all I have time for today. I hope you were encouraged by this book, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. Tomorrow's Testimony Tuesday. Not sure who the Lord will raise up for that program, but always love to share somebody's faith journey, life story, and testimony with you. So I hope you can join us at the same time tomorrow. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.